The fallen stock values and the corporate scandals of Enron, WorldCom, and others have been hard on the corporate liability insurance market. Lawsuits against the directors and officers of corporate boards are driving up the cost of what's known as D&O liability insurance. The risk is prompting some insurance companies to get out of that business. NPR's David Shaper reports one insurance carrier sees an opportunity to make a profit.
Directors and officers liability, or D&O insurance, is essentially malpractice insurance for a corporation's officers and its board of directors. And in the current business climate, it's something that's not all that easy to get.
It would be described accurately as a hard market.
Mark Larson of the management consulting firm Tillinghast Towers Perrin directs an annual corporate survey on D&O insurance, and he says the cost is skyrocketing.
Many of the publicly traded companies, particularly those in volatile sectors, saw very dramatic increases in 2001. Some saw their premiums double. Some saw their premiums quadruple.
Larson says this is after prices for D&O insurance sharply dropped in the economic boom of the late 1990s. As competition increased, he says underwriters cut premiums, lowered deductibles, and expanded coverage to gain market share. And even though lawsuits against public companies were fairly common, financial settlements of those claims were just considered a cost of doing business by both companies and their insurers. But as the bottom fell out of the stock market and one company after another restated earnings, there were more shareholder lawsuits, increasing the risk that directors and officers would be found liable. Insurance underwriters suffered big losses, driving some of them out of the D&O business, while those who remain raised premiums, deductibles, co-payments, and placed significant restrictions on their coverage. Larson says some companies are having a difficult time even finding adequate coverage.
Typically, if you wanted $100 million in coverage, you might have to go in the past and buy it from four different insurers, each of whom was offering you $25 million, one on top of the other, in a stack of coverage. Well, now you might have to go to 10 different insurers to find the same coverage.
It may seem like a bad time to enter the D&O market, but that's not how financial services giant Allianz sees it.
It's clearly a contrarian move that we're initiating here.
Don Bailey is a senior vice president for Allianz, and he says the time is right for the German company's entry into the D&O insurance market because demand is rising, and with fewer underwriters providing it, there's a void in the marketplace. And Bailey contends the risk of providing such coverage is actually decreasing.
With all of the well-publicized corporate scandals, with all of the regulatory initiatives, we believe that we should have a more attractive risk environment going forward than has existed over the last few years.
The Sarbanes-Oxley Act, passed and signed into law last year, mandates that corporate officials certify their financial statements. The stock markets now impose stricter regulations to prevent companies from misleading investors, and corporate leaders seem to be taking the message to heart.
The director mindset is clearly, I don't want to be on the board of the next Enron or the next Tyco.
Steve Kaplan is a professor of finance and an expert in corporate governance at the University of Chicago's Graduate School of Business. He says corporate leaders now seem willing to do what it takes to lessen their risk of being sued, and D&O underwriters are beginning to hold their feet to the fire by demanding greater accountability standards. Don Bailey says Allianz is one that's doing just that, grading the risk of every company seeking coverage, evaluating its financial stability, stock volatility, and a number of other measures. Bailey says Allianz also evaluates a corporation's culture and even its leadership.
We joke a little bit when we get submissions in the door with our brokers and suggest that if we've heard of the CEO, we generally are uninterested in the risk. It just seems to be that the more flamboyant, well-known, highly publicized CEOs often are associated with firms that are subject to litigation.
Bailey says it was difficult to engage corporate leaders in discussions about ethics and accountability standards a few years ago, but now he expects it to be commonplace. That's why he says Allianz is in a good position to profit by providing D&O insurance in this more reform-minded business environment. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.